Everyone knows the Ramah in Hilchas Sukkah in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Tes, it's in Siv Zayin, says that in the event that it's raining on Sukkos, so you're a mitzta'er and you're potim in a sukkah. Let's say you want to action zechos and you want to stay in the sukkah despite the fact that it's raining. Says the Ramah, kol apotim in a sukkah ve'ene yoytze misha ene mekabel olof schar. If you're potter from the mitzvah of sukkah, but you say that even though I know I'm not obligated to sit in the sukkah, I want to sit there anyways, you should know you're not going to get schar for sitting in the sukkah. The einon elohed yoytos, and you should know what you're doing is a maisa hedid. And the makar to this Ramah is a Yerushalmi. Stating that, everyone knows that it was the minig of many, many tzaddikim, the frat, the greatest rebbes, where they would stay in the sukkah, even when it was raining. Either Ramah said it's a maisa hedyid, so they said it's kedai to be called a hedyid by the Ramah. It's really a Rishalmi, but at the same time be able to sit in a sukkah. Different nosach. I'm more bitzar by leaving the sukkah and not being able to sit in the sukkah than sitting in the sukkah and it's pouring on top of my regen shtramel. And it's for that reason these rebbes, they refused to leave the sukkah even though it was raining. But the emes is that if you think about it, it's really a pella. Because the Ramah, number one, says that you're nikra hedid. And it comes from a Yerushalmi. And if it comes from a Yerushalmi, l'chayra. I mean, these are all nice svaras. But at the end of the day, ein chachma ve'ein etzav ve'ein tfulin l'neged Hashem. Can't come with chachmas l'neged Hashem. If Chazal say that you're nikra hedid and you ain't a mekabel schar, and it's the wrong thing to do, so then it's the wrong thing to do. But it's even more shver than that. Because the Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, says that mashal, Chazal gave a mashal to explain what it means that you're sitting in the sukkah and it starts raining. An eved came to be moizik kois lefnei rabbi. Right? There was a rabbi, a master, and he asked his eved, can you please pour me a cup? And he went and he poured him a cup. And then the rabbi took this cup of whatever it was and he poured it on the eved. Could you imagine if that Eved would then go and he would say, no, I want you to take it anyways, right? He'd be in big trouble. Chazal explained what it means when it rains on Sukkot with a mashal. The mashal is that you're coming to serve Hashem ki'ilu, you ke'eved shabal limzoi kois lefnei rabbi, and rabbi goes, and he shofach kitan alpanov. That's a chutzpah gedoyla. That's not something you're allowed to do. And if that's the case, then l'chayra, what's posh b'shad in the chassidim and the anshei maisa, it's kenegad Ramah, it's kenegad Yerushalmi, and if you appreciate the mashal of this Mishnah here, in Sukkah Chav Ches on the days, it definitely violates the spirit of what seems to be going on in the Olamos. Posh b'shad in this minik is Enoi Omer Ela Dershuni. So this is something that we've spoken about in the past. But the Imbeis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, and this is Dover B'itay Matov, not only because it's Sukkos, but also because we're learning Perikei Shnoichle, and Mamish ties in to what it is that's going on here. And that is as follows. So the parish of Nachlis was brought to us by the B'nois Slavchad. So who is Slavchad? So we know a little bit about the B'nois Slavchad. But what about Slavchad himself? Who is Slavchad? So the truth is, it's coming up in the Gemaras. But there's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a Braisa. It was a big machloikis tanam who exactly Tzlafchad was. Tanu Rabbanan, Mekoshesh Zet Tzlafchad. So we're familiar with the Mekoshesh, he was someone that was Mechal Shabbos in the Midbar, and he was given Mises Bezen. Who was the Mekoshesh? He was Tzlafchad. V'chein u'oymer, v'ayu b'nei Yisro ba'midbar, v'ayimtsu ish. Ulahalanu oimer avinu meis ba midbar ma lahalan Slavchad avkan Slavchad divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said, you want to know who Slavchad was? Slavchad was none other than the Mekoshes Sheitz. I'm the Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira told Rabbi Akiva, Akiva benkach ubenkach ata asalit in esadin meman of shach. Whether you're right or wrong, you're asalit in esadin. Every time you see those words, benkach ubenkach. But he told him, benkach ubenkach ata asalit in esadin. Im kidvarecha, if what you're saying is true, that Slavchad was the Mekosh Sheitzim, hatayra kisasai. The Torah obviously didn't want to reveal it. Va'ata megalosai. You're a hoylech racha megalosai. You have no right revealing something that the Torah chose. The Torah could have easily said, vahi ish, ushmait Slavchad, and he was a Mekosh Sheitzim. The Torah obviously didn't want to tell us who he was. So if the Torah didn't want to tell us who he was, hayyotachin, you have a right to go ahead and do it. Ve'im lav, Oh, and by the way, if you're wrong and the Mekoshe Jaitim is really not Slavchot, Atamoitzi Laz Aloitzi Tzadik, that you're taking this Tzadik Slavchot and you're being Moitzi Laz. So, Mamash, if you're right, you're Hoylech Roch and the Galasite. And if you're wrong, then it's Mamish, you're being Moitzi Shemra Aloitzi Tzadik. What do you do with the Gzeir Shava? Rabbi Dam Seir said, I'm not misbal from your Gzeir Shava. So Mora says, okay, so you, Rabbi Dam Seir, hold that Slavchot wasn't the Mekoshe Jaitim. So who was he? Who was he? I don't know. Could have been just a very chashiv or even regular good citizen of the Dardeya. But Rabbi Damasari said, no. Miveyapilu hava. He was one of the Mapilim. You want to know who Tzlafchad was? Tzlafchad was one of the Mapilim. So who were the Mapilim? Who were the Mapilim? So the Mapilim is a parish in the Torah, sort of tucked away in Parash Shlach. So after the whole story with the Meraglim, and the Yidden are told that they're not going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, and the Geferlich Gzeira that comes about as a result of it. So the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Moshe es advar mo'ela el kol b'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, he presents all of what was going to go down to the b'nei Yisrael. Vayis'ablu ha'amoed. And the nation, they were mamish, they were ba'avelos. Vayashkimu ba'boiker. But there were a group of people that woke up very early the next morning. Vayalu al Rosh HaHarlemar. And they ascended the top of the mountain. And they said, Hinenu va'olino al amokit masha amr Hashem kichatonu. We are going to go into Eretz Yisrael. We realized we sinned. We realized that when we cried on that night, it was a terrible thing to do. And as a result, we are going to now make right of the wrong that we did, and we want to go into Eretz. So Moshe said, you're making a big mistake. Hashem said you can't go. Not just that, but you realize you are going to get absolutely destroyed. You're not going to have any atzlacha. I'll tell you. I'm telling you, you're making a fatal mistake. The Amaleki and the Knani that you were worried about, right? They're there. The only reason you weren't going to have to worry about them is because Hashem was going to protect you. They're there. You're going to be destroyed. Vayapilu. But these chevra were vayapilu. What does vayapilu mean? Rashi says, Midoshim chosek. They went forward. They didn't care. They fifed on. It's unbelievable. La'lois el roisha. And they went to the top of the mountain. Va'aroin b'r Hashem u'moish le'mosh m'kerev v'machin. But as Moshe Rabbeinu promised the Aron and the Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't move. Va'yered ha'maliki v'aknani ha'yosha b'harahu. And the maliki and the knani saw, as Moshe Rabbeinu prophesied was going to happen, va'yakum, va'yaksum ad acharma. And they hit them and they killed them ad acharma. And it was a terrible, terrible slaughter of these Jews. So who was the vayapilu? Who was the Vayapilu? It was these Chevra that decided the morning after the Vayifka Balailahu, they said, we are going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And even though Hashem said, don't go, and even though Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, V'hiloi sitzach, that we're not going to be matzliach, afilu hachi, we're going to do it. And Lamaisa, as Moshe Rabbeinu had promised, they ended up getting slaughtered. So says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, you want to know what Slavchad was? Slavchad is not the Mekoshe Jaitim. Slavchad is one of the Mapil. Freitach sam soifer. And I saw that in the Briskish Shiurim, I saw this in the Shiurim for a Meir Soloveitchik. He asked this kasha as well. He says, I don't understand. You read the Psukim in the Torah, what the Mapilim did was wrong, right? It was terribly wrong. I mean, they literally got Matan Schar Betzida. They were slaughtered. They were butchered to death. Rachman al-Latzlan. There was a pogrom of all these Mapilim. That means the Mapilim were Rishon. That's the case. What did Rabbi Yudim say to tell Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, you want to know who the Mekoshesh was? Mekoshesh at Slavchad. Akiva, he told him, Beikach u Beikach ata osa lita nesadin. In kidvarecho, if you're right, ata irikislev ata megala oisad. Vim lav, and if you're wrong, ata moitzi laza loitzi tzadik. You're being moitzi laza oisad tzadik. Freitach sam soifer. So what do you hold, Rabbi Yudim and Beseira? That he's from the Mapilim. If he's from the Mapilim, he's vaita not a tzaddik. So what do you mean? Atam moitzi laza loitz. I saw a Meir Alevi ask this kasha. Atam moitzi laza loitz tzaddik. Es nitkemen a tzaddik. Mamanovshach, he's a Russian. Good, you're being moitzi laz. You're saying he's the Mekoshesh when he really wasn't the Mekoshesh. Oh, but tzaddik? How could you say atam moitzi laza loitz tzaddik? So the Heilig Chassam Sofer said, it's muchach in this Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda Mabesei Rehoyot, that Slavchad as being a member of the Mapilim was really a tzaddik. But how can he be a tzaddik? Read the psukim. He's for sure not a tzaddik. Said the Chassam Sofer, it's because the Mapilim, u betoichon tzlafchad, when they went to the top of the mountain and they said, Chatanu Lashem, we realized that we sinned and we should have had emunah, we should have had faith, and we're going to go now and we're going to do tshuva. They were doing tshuva. That's exactly what they were doing. And he said, this was tshuva samishkol. It was tshuva ba'oysa mokim mamish. That mountain that they said we're afraid of, we're not afraid. And the Amaleki and the Knani that we said, that Benegev, that Bahar, all of a sudden now we're not afraid. That's the ultimate tshuva samishkol. We're going to go ahead and we're going to fight fun. They did tshuva. And because they did tshuva, even though it's true what they did was a maisa rishis, but it was a maisa of tshuva. And because it was a maisa of tshuva, therefore, they end up being tzaddikim. I, Hashem told him not to go. So if Hashem told him not to go, it's very nice. You decided that you want to do tshuva. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? In fact, if you read the Pesukim, the Pasuk says that no, you can't do it. He says, you're going now ki'ilu to do tshuva? It's too late. You were shafte me'achri Hashem. Hashem's not going to be with you. So the Chassam Sofer says, because everyone knows Chazal say, kol masha oimel chabal abayis say chutz mitzeh. Oh, but kol masha oimel chabal abayis say chutz mitzeh, that means a nir, means if somebody invites you, and he tells you to do this, eat, take a little bit more of that, you're supposed to listen to him. Oh, but in Pnimius, what it means is that kol masha oimel chabal abayis say chutz mitzeh, that if the chabal abayis tells you to do something, you have to listen. And the Eibush says, do a mitzvah, you do the mitzvah. And if the Eibush says, don't do the aveiro, you don't do the aveiro. Oh, but chutz mitzeh, there's one time you don't have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is if he tells you, I'm not interested. That's if he says, Kalkein Shafte Me'achre Hashem V'lo Yeh Hashem Imachem. If he says, I don't want you to come into Eretz Yisrael, I'm not willing to be Mikabel your Tshuva Samishko. Then we say, Kol Masha Oymel Chaval Abayis Asay Chutz Mitzeh. So he said, the Mapilim were Oymel on this side. The side of Kol Masha Oymel Chaval Abayis Asay Chutz Mitzeh. And they were willing to go into Eretz Yisrael, even though they were told that you can't do Tshuva. But Afilu Hachi, I'm going to fight on. And therefore, we're going to go. And that was a Maisa Tzidkis. And that's why Tzlovchot is a Tzaddik. And that's why the Mapilim go down as a Tzaddik. You know, it's a Pel de Gezach. If you read the Pesukim, and you look at the Mefarshei HaChumash, the Mapilim HaRishon, checkmate. Take a look at the Arachayim HaKadosh, specifically in Parshas Dvarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting the episode of the Mapilim. Look how the Arachayim treats the Mapilim. Very bad. Very, very bad. But that's the Arachayim wearing the hat of Peshutai Shal Mikra, which of course the Arachayim very often did. In Peshutai Shal Mikra, the Mapilim go down as Rishoy Marurim. But in Pnimiyas HaTorah, the Mapilim are Tzadikim. In the Torah from the Chassam Sofer, that Tzadikim. In Peshutai Shal Mikra, the Ebeshet told him, don't do tshuva. So if he said, don't do tshuva, I'm letting, I know you want to do tshuva. Oh, but now's not the time to do tshuva. And if that's what the Eibishter told them, so Mimeo, they were supposed to listen. And if they didn't listen, they're Rishoyim, right? In the Maskana of Rameh Levi's shtickle in Bris, they're Rishoyim, right? In Pshutai Shal Mikra, they're Rishoyim. There's nothing to talk about. Of in Teiru's Chassam Sofer, in Pnimiyas HaTorah, they weren't Rishoyim. Because Kol Masha Oymel Chabal Abayis Asei Chutz Mitzeh. And this is something that they were Oymer on. And because they were Oymer on this Oymer of Kol Masha, they fifed on, and in this case, fifing on was actually the right thing to do. We always speak out for Rab Tzadik. The Rab Tzadik said, the Gemara says, and all the Achrayim asked one of the most famous kashas ever. Every assay is Doichel Leisa Shabbatayr. Rav Tzadik said that what's the pnimius of Gedolah Tshuva Shadoichel Leisa Shabbatayr? Because there's so many times that you find that Chazal said you can't do tshuva. Gedolah Tshuva, tshuva is so great. Shadoichel Leisa Shabbatayr. That every time you find Azam Memra that you can't do tshuva, you should know tshuva is so gevaldi you could do tshuva. And that's why even though Acher heard the baskel of tshuva, Banim Shoyvavim Chutz Miacher, Rebbe Meir kept on telling him do tshuva. Right? He kept on saying do tshuva. Why? Because he understood that kol macha oimel chabal abayis say chutz mitzeh. Elisha Baruch Hu heard the baskel shuvu banim chutz miyacher. Okay, it's a matter of business. Abraham Meir told him, you don't understand the side. Kol macha oimel chabal abayis say chutz mitzeh. And if that's the case, even though the baskel is saying you can't do tshuva, you could do tshuva. This is Rav Meir holds benkachu benkakruim banim. By the way, Rav Yudim and Beseira so subtly invoked in his Torah here about the Mapilim, he said, Akiva, benkachu benkach at the osalita nesadin. There's a benkachu benkach. But al kopanim, the bottom line is, that's what the Chassam Sofer said, that slovcha you write from the Mapilim, but the Mapilim are tzaddikim, and that's why Rabbi Yudim and Meseira calls him a tzaddik. It's based on this side, because even though what he did was wrong, but he did tshuva. He did tshuva, and the Eibishter told him, don't do tshuva. It's true. Abakol masha oimel chabal abayis aseh. Chutz Mitzvah. I once thought that everybody knows, why do we sit in the sukkah on Sukkot? What's the Indian of Sukkot? It's Zechel Anani HaKavit. But we learned Masech the Sukkah. It was the first raid by and the last raid by and many raid bites in between. We said over from the Vilna Gaon that the Gaon said that in Cheshbin, right, the tourist kasha, that if the reason we sit in the sukkah is Zechel Anani HaKavit, so why do we sit in the sukkah in Chodesh Tishrei? When did we get the Anani HaKavit? We got it in Chodesh Nisan. So Chodesh Nisan is really the time that we should be sitting in the sukkah. So the Goyin, in his Pirush and Shir Hashirim and other places, said that really we sit in the sukkah, not Zechel to the first time we got the Anani HaKavit, but it's Zechel L'chazoras Anani HaKavit. The Yidin had gotten the Anani HaKavit after they left Mitzrayim. But then after the Chet HaEgel, they lost Anani HaKavod. But then, Vayayim HaShem Salachti Kedvarecha, Mimachris Yom HaKippurim, the Anani HaKavod all of a sudden start. But when did we get it back? And the Goyim made a Cheshbon. We got it back on Chamisha Asa B'Tishrei, Tesvav Tishrei, which coincides with the first day of Sukkot. So the Goyim says, you want to know why we sit in the Sukkah on Tesvav Tishrei, not Tesvav Nisan? Because when we sit in the Sukkah, we're not remembering the fact that we once... that we got the Anani HaKavod the first time. What we're remembering is that we got the Anani HaKavod in Tzveitim Mal. This is a zecher not to the Anani HaKavod, but there's an oimik. It's a zecher to the Chazoras Anani HaKavod. And the oimik of the Goyen is that what we're remembering is, what we're remembering is that a Yid can do Averis, and a Yid can come to the point where he's so rochoik, nikra, Meruchik, Metuv, and Meshukit from a Kodesh Baruch, but then he does tshuva, and his tshuva is going to be Neskavah. But not only is tshuva going to be Neskavah, but a person can come through his tshuva and through the Avodah of Aseres Yemei Tshuva in Yom Kippur to where he's going to get to a point where he literally can come back and have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he once had. You know, in the Siddur Agra from Rabbi Yitzchak Malzin on the Tefillah Atav Bechartonu Mikol Amin. So Rabbi Yitzchak Malzin said, and this comes from the Beis Medrash of the Goyim, he said Atav Bechartonu Mikol Amin is referring to Pesach. That's when we became a nation. Ahavta Isanu, it's referring to Shavuos. That's when we got the Torah. Verotzisa Banu is referring to the Yontif of Sukkot. What does it mean, Verotzisa Banu is the Yontif of Sukkot? The heads by Advarim is, because Rabbi Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, V'oid yispalo bala tshuva el Hashem, limchais ka'av pishav, ukecha'anach ha'toysa. The Baal Tshuva should daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem should mekois. He should completely eradicate any aver that he did. V'sheyach boitzboi, and that Hashem should want him, v'yiratzeyu. And the person should be merutza by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kasher im loy chata, as if he had never done the Avera. I'm skipping. Ki yitochen, it's possible, li yisa avay nislach, v'nifta min ha-yisurin, u'mikol gzeir, a person can do Averis and he can get slicha, and he can have pidyon from all the yisurim, aber ve'ein la Hashem chefetz boy. But Hashem's still not going to want him. U'mincha lo yirtza miyodai, and Hashem is not going to want his Mincha, the taivas at tzaddikim, but what do the tzaddikim want? They want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be yachbeitz behem. Hashem should want them. On Yom Kippur, it's salachti kidvarecha. On Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives our averes. We niftim in a yisurum mikol gzeira amen. But at the same time, lav davka win merutza. You know when Klai Yisrael chafir or tzisa banu? When did we realize as a nation that we were merutza by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When after Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just forgive us, but he gave us back the Anani HaKavod. And Hashem said, it's not just that you're right, that averes are gone and you're not going to be punished. We can go back to that special relationship that we once had, right? We were once very close, and we had a chashiva relationship, and then something got in between us. And not only am I moichel, and not only am I willing to look away, and not only are you pardoned, but it's more than that. It's literally v'rotzisa banu. You can go back to where you are. Ato v'chartonu mikol ha'amim, ahavta yisonu v'rotzisa banu in the Torah from the Vilna Gaon. When do we see that when merutza, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us back the Anani HaKavod? When we develop that kurva, that nonshaft, nachama with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when you see that. I heard from Shmuel Yankiv. He said that al pi darkei shel Agra, it could be you can teach the tefillah vayta. V'roi mamtonu mikol ha'shoynes, that's again Pesach. V'kidashtonu b'mitzvay secha, when did we get mitzvahs? That's Shavuos. V'keiravtonu malkeinu l'avodah secha, that's the Yontif of Sukkot. Sukkot is v'keiravtonu malkeinu l'avodah secha. We're merutza, and now we can be close by our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Shmuel Yankiv said that when it rains on Sukkot, When it rains on Sukkot, Chazal gave a mashal. You want to do the mitzvah, but you can't do the mitzvah. Why not? Because it's raining. A lot of times you can't do it. Can't blow shofar. There's no shofar. Chazal gave a mashal. What's the mashal? It's ke'evet shebo limzei kois l'rabi v'shofach l'kitay n'alpono. Reb Shmuel Yaakov, this is classic Reb Shmuel Yaakov. He said, what's the oimik? Because v'kerav tonu malkeinu l'avoy d'sech l'sukkis. Sukkis not just a mitzvah. Sukkis is v'rotzis abonu. We, yeah, I'll let you back into the cheder apnima. You could come back l'fnai v'lefnim. It's not just that the slicha, and it's not just that you pardon, but you're literally welcome back into the cheder apnima. That's the yontiv of Sukkis. That's when we chav v'rotzis abonu. That's the kerav tonu malkeinu l'avoy d'sech. How mi'irim are divrei chazal, a mishnah, the pnimius of this mishnah, because that's the oimik of Sukkis. Sukkis we chab, we come back mamish to that level where it's mamish for otzisabanu. What's Sukkis? Sukkis is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Doifin akuma, good achis, good avad, love it, it's a mitzvah, avad, it's a mitzvah. But at the same time, the avoid of Sukkis and the pnimius of Sukkis is v'keiraf tanu ma'keinu l'avoid asecha. When a yid sits in a sukkah, it's ke'evich abal limzoik kois l'rabi. What happens when it rains on Sukkis? What happens when it rains on Sukkis? You're coming into HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Yom Kippur, and you're telling the Eivishter, Eivishter, I chab the Inyan. I know this Rabbeinu Yoino in Shari Tshuva, that it's possible, ki yitochen liyo yisa ovoi nislach v'niftam v'na yisurim, obe ve'ein la'ashem chefetz bar. But v'rotzisabonu, and you walk into the Sukkis, you know what happens? All of a sudden it starts mabbling. It starts raining. The Eivishter is saying, I don't want you. Get out! So what happens if you stay? You're a hegyet. Ein loch a hegyet gedoy lemizu. That's true in Nigla. In Nigla shuvu bonim shayvavim chutz miyachem. Ob in pnimi yisateiro kol masha oimol chabal abayis asei chutz mitzeh. The Eivishter tells you, get out. You know what you can tell the Eivishter? Ichfafun. I'm staying right here. And that's this oimik. It's the oimik of Rav Meir, of Benkach uBenkach. It's the oimik of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseris, Benkach uBenkach. That Slavchad was a tzaddik. What do you mean? He was told, don't go. They were told, Moshe Rabbeinu says, do not go. It's true. You're Nikra Hedyet, you're Nikra Avarian. How could you know Keneg and Moshe Rabbeinu? The Teretz is, Kol Masha Oimel Chabal Abayis Atzei Chutz Mitzei. The Mapilim were told, you can't go in Teretz Yisrael. The Mapilim were told, you can't do tshuva. They were tzaddikim now. They were mace. You know why they died? Some sources says the only reason they died is because they had sinned the day before. And at the end of the day, because of the chet of Vayimasu Eretz Chemda that preceded this, so they were mace, but they were mace tzaddikim, says the Chassam Sofer. At the Moitzi Laza, I said tzaddik, because they chab this nekuda, and that's his inyan. This tension between the Pshut Eishol Mikra of the Ramah, of Nikra Hegel, and it's the Yerushalmi, and the tzaddikim that said, no, ich blabdu mit the shtramo. You know what that tension is? It's the Mapilim, the Rishayim, yeah. Should I show mikra there is sure? Oh, but the tzaddikim understood the pnimius. And the pnimius, k'doy l'tshuva sh'doy chaloy saseh shabateira. And you can tell me, don't go, don't go, don't go. Faf t'chun. And that's something you're allowed to do. It's an avoidah. It's something that you're allowed to do. And by doing this fakert, it's an incredible maisa tzidkis. That's the pnimius of kol ma sha'oim l'cha ba'al abayis saseh chutz mitzeh. Maybe it's not a coincidence, but say, is Bigamatria 91. Sukkah is also Bigamatria 91. Kol macha oimel chabalabayis aseh abachutz mitzeh. Except when it comes to the sukkah. Except when it comes to leaving the sukkah. When it comes to leaving the sukkah, you don't leave. You know, Rav Tzadik said, the Chazal say, be'ikvas in the Mashiach chutz be'yaska. That be'ikvas in the Mashiach, there's going to be a lot of chutzpah. Rav Tzadik said that there were the Mapilim. And the Mapilim were told, don't go into Eretz Yisrael. And they didn't listen. And because they didn't listen, they ended up getting killed. It didn't work out. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'hi loy sitzlach." He said, the emissaries, they understood the oimek of Kol Masha Oimel L'chabal Abayis Aseh Chutz Mitzeh. Like the Chassam Sofer says. And the Rav Tzadik says, "Abel Ma'isa, they got it wrong." And he says, you know why they got it wrong? He said, because it wasn't ready. The time wasn't ready for that type of avoida. Obe be'ikvis in the Mashiach Chutz B'yachzio. He said, when it's going to come close to the Moshe Mashiach, then the way you're going to be matzliach is with chutzpah. That's the way it's going to work. He said, "Be'ikvas in the Mashiach, this day, we live in a time where everybody, it doesn't matter who you are, this is not a day like Deiros HaRishonim, where it's impossible not to feel distant and not to feel like, me, what? And everyone has that proverbial baskel where they feel, and they hear, that the Baal Bais is saying tse ulurasha amalekim malachal asaper chuki and shuvu banim shayvavim chutz mi ployni and chutz mi ployni. But Rab Tzadik said that you have to remember kol macha oimelcha Baal Bais is saying chutz mi tse, and that avoidu was given specifically for this generation because beikvas in the Mashiach chutz beyaska, when we fight fun and when we stay in the sukkah even when it's raining, and if we're able to continue to serve Hashem and block out all the noise of different voices telling us that you're not worthy and it doesn't mean you and you're never going to reach and you're never going to this and in one ear out the other ear. Our avoida is to fight that on. That's the chutzpah we need be'ikvas of the Mashiach, and the schus of our chutzpah we're going to tell the Eivishta we're not listening, we're coming back, we're not worthy, we are worthy. Kol macha oimelucha balabayis asei chutz mitzei. We should take a bizoicha to Rab Tzadik's Avtacha that be'ikvas of the Mashiach chutzpah yatska. We have the chutzpah. We have to channel that chutzpah for Dvarim Shabbakdusha. We should be zoicha to, and that's chus. B'tishrei asidun ligal. We should be zoicha to the Geula Shlema. B'mheira b'yameinu. Amen v'amen.